Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
516, you're on the live chat line.
Hey! Can you guys hear me?
Hello. You hear us? Hey!
Turn down your radio.
I think if you turn...
Yeah, I'm off the radio. I don't know why it seems like it's on a delay. So I can only hear your voice through playing the actual radio.
I recognize. I can only hear your voice through playing the actual radio. Oh, so you can't hear us on the phone.
I cannot hear you on the phone. So I'm. And I'm on a significant delay, so I'm, yeah. Anyway, this is Ethan's brother. This is Andrew.
No,
I do know how to use a telephone. The problem is it's just the problem is it's not actually like playing. Okay, you want me to hang up and you guys want to call me back or? All right, I'll try calling you back.
Who are you? Sucker!
Oh no, it is.
Close your eyes, look deep in yourself, and let your mind go. Frozen eyes, let deep in your mind, let your
mind. Great. Is this on Spotify? I'm adding this to my playlist.
I think they slowed down the season's vocal line too.
They also tuned it so that it would go with the
George Michael song.
How do people do this? This is like amazing.
Pro Tools. But what I don't understand is how do they extract just vocals from a track? Like how do they get that? Cause can you do that?
Well,
that would be very useful.
I think there's like a back channel, like.
People just have it.
Community of engineers, right, that like, okay, swap these.
That's what I figured. Because you can't just take, you know, Seasons in the Abyss and,
yeah,
pull Tom Araya out of it, right?
Right, yeah. Because like,
I think there's ways to sort of do it, but they're not perfect.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be this
too good.
He throws in a little.
It sounds like Tamaraya and karaoke night, basically.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Bill McClintock. Got any other good ones?
Yeah.
Are they all metal related?
I'll check. But this other one he did was Pantera and Bill Withers. He was a soul guy.
I did not authorize this.
Bill Withers, what song is this?
Use Me. It works shockingly well.
Hey, they didn't even have to like change anything. That's the
song I know Bill Withers from is the Lean On Me, the original one.
That was covered in the 80s. Use it for what it's for.
Speak the truth about me. Can you see if the phones are working?
Yeah, the phones are working, so let's take the caller.
Area code 601. Now we finally can talk to you.
Hey, what's up? It's Lou from Mississippi.
Oh, what's up, Lou? Sorry about conflating you with Tim Lombizes earlier.
It's all good. It's all good.
What's up?
You guys were talking about DSOD earlier. I had a serious question.
Okay.
You guys get DSOD to play Mississippi? I mean, you pick Guillermo up.
That was
a
serious question? I thought you had a serious question.
He mentioned Guillermo, though. He knows what you mean.
Okay.
I stepped
over your joke. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of not a real serious question.
Hold on a second.
I want to ask you guys if you guys ever plan on having like Ben or Sammy from Goat Horn on the show to like play Death and Others or something. I think that'd be really cool. You guys make a podcast or favorite band.
Well, you're making us blush. Ben, maybe. Sammy, I think, is a little too much of a wild card.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Insane.
What's he done?
He's a character.
Is there a disclaimer you'd have to put on posts about him as well? Is
try to shoot his wife?
No, not like that.
Take his dick out?
He just parties. I wouldn't be the first time here.
Do you remember when we had Odorous on the show?
Yes. He took his dick out. That's
immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately, I thought it was towards the end.
No,
he needed to use the bathroom,
he walked
out of the bathroom.
He was like half in his Odorous costume still,
yeah.
And he needed to change.
I don't remember that. I never saw it, first of all. Yeah, I just heard you all.
I looked away
it.
In fright as I saw it was about
it
to
was,
come
in
out.
Fact, the second time I've seen it.
Oh. What does his shrons look like?
He's uncircumcised. It looks like just
like a regular
hot dog.
Yeah, like
an elephant shrunk.
Pierced, no, like.
Nothing.
Stars,
no, it's like an uncircumcised
lesion.
Penis. Okay. It wasn't particularly huge.
It was unremarkable.
Yeah, an unremarkable.
Didn't look like a Guar prosthetic. You think?
No. Yeah. Nothing. Didn't look like his cuttlefish. Okay. May it rest in peace. So, what was your question?
On the podcast.
Oh, Goat Horn, yeah. So maybe Ben, maybe when they, I think they're working on a new album or something, or are they touring? What are they doing?
If all only right, we
cool.
had,
yeah.
I think they're working on a new album. So yeah, once that happens, we could definitely have Ben on.
Yeah, I think Goat Horn's up with time. Sammy is definitely a character.
Yeah, we had Sammy on our 70,000 tons of metal video. If you want to check that out.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Oh yeah, I also wanted to mention. You know how Spotify give you recommended playlists based on what you listen to?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, occasionally I'll listen to like songs you play in the live cast as a meme, both to ironically start to show up on my metal playlist now.
Like what?
My Net My Back and Old New Yorker pop in my playlist. Yes. You guys know you're responsible for that.
Have you heard Old New York?
No.
Agnostic Front.
Oh.
I'm in New York.
There we go.
We kind of make fun of this song because it's like all the things about New York that change that it's actually a good thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I miss being robbed walking in the park or whatever. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
The needles.
I miss stepping on heroin needles in Tompkins Square Park. I miss the old New York.
It's the old New York.
Although I feel like we're responsible for at least like 1,000 of their streams.
Brothers, queens, fairies, dopers, geese. Sick.
Oh, because we ain't supposed to miss.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all the scum off the streets.
What movie is that from?
Taxi Driver. Mean Streets or Taxi Driver?
Now I'm just in my head thinking of Ernest Goes to CBGB.
the hook catchy. Is pretty catchy, though.
When you can get a hot dog and get too many poisoning in the street any time of day. I miss the old New York.
So it's like you'd rather have slums than boutiques.
Yeah. I remember being in a train car and only one of the doors opened and it was all the way at the other end and you had to run before it closed. I miss the old New York. A little old New York with you.
What does that even mean?
The tallest building?
They don't look the same.
There's not ships here on the side of them anymore.
There's no people jumping off of them because the economy is so high.
Yeah. Or maybe they mean like concert venues don't look the same because there are less people in them when Agnostic Front plays now.
Yeah.
I miss the old New York when we had a fan base. What's going on here? Where'd everybody go?
I remember when you could walk past Ed Cotton one street and someone's getting raped on the other side of the block. I miss it. Oh, New York.
All right.
What do you think, Ethan?
Trash it or trash it.
Oh, boy. I don't miss the old New York.
No. Yeah, like all the things that they miss, I don't miss.
Where did you grow up?
Long Island. Great Neck. Right outside of the old New York.
Yeah. We have Ethan's brother back on the line.
Okay.
So right.
What
Andrew?
Does this guy
is
want?
Andrew?
Yeah.
Hey, are we
Andrew.
Good?
Are
we
I don't
good?
Know. I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Okay, great. That's awesome. Well, I actually have a question, and then I have a band suggestion that I'd be very interested to hear your opinions on.
we're playing you off already.
Is that it?
So the first thing is, Ethan got me into metal, into hardcore shows and everything, and they're probably like my favorite concerts to actually go to, but I don't really know that much about metal in general, and I'm trying to introduce my girlfriend to it now to come to shows with me. I took her to – are you guys familiar with Tides of Man?
No.
I'm not.
I am, but that's only because I'm your brother. Don't ever tell anyone
they're,
that
they're,
again.
Yeah, they're not really – they're not metal, but they were – they're more,
they're
you know.
Now, aren't they? Instrumental? Yeah.
Yeah. But do you have any suggestions or, like, entry points for where I could kind of introduce metal into my relationship?
What's gateway metal?
Yeah, what's the gateway metal that, other than, like, Avenged Sevenfold and, like, Killswitch?
I'm not.
Well, what –
what bands is your girlfriend like?
All right. Lumineers. I mean, it's pretty brutal. Lumineers, Third Eye. I'm not kidding. This isn't a joke. It's Third Eye Blind, Goo Goo Dolls.
So then I would recommend two bands immediately that came to town. I had Ghost. Ghost is very...
That's a great
very
idea.
Great entry point and very much a lot of the imagery of metal and like a very soft 70s, 80s sound. And I love it. The new album is fantastic. I think she would... She likes the Lumineers. She'll be into Ghost.
No, but it's a great idea because it's theatrical.
Yeah.
And that's the first show I ever took my wife to in metal was my wife was to bring back Odorous Arungus's dick, Gwar. And she actually appreciated it because it was like a show. You know, it was theatric.
It wasn't just four guys standing around playing.
You know what else she would like?
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah. And then she draws the line there. But Ghost is a good idea. And what was the second band, Rob?
Baroness.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Lot of ladies love Baroness. And again, they're more like rock. They're now more like rock than metal, I would say. So, that would be two bands to start her off, and then let Spotify take over. Yeah,
great. That sounds like a plan. I like that. In terms of an introduction to music, I'd love to hear your opinion of this guy. So his name's Andrew, but he has a band called Insecure Actresses. And you can't find the music on YouTube. You can only find it on his website. But it would take like 10 seconds to download the actual album. And it's kind of experimental, and I don't even know where to start with it, but I'm very curious to hear what you guys have to say about it. Ethan, do you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. I don't know. I've never heard the music, though.
What's the website?
You have
Insecure.
I believe, let me just, like Ethan, I could shoot you a text, a G-chat right now and send you the link if you want me to.
Actresses.com.
Yeah. And you have to download.
Rob, do you know how to spell Insecure?
You're not sure, yes, but Actresses?
Actress, yeah, how about that?
Insecure Actresses.
I was going to say, are we starting our show?
We might as well.
We can start it with
play
your
the
brother,
theme song.
But this is not thrash metal, is it, Andrew?
It doesn't matter.
No, that's just
you got to decide what it is, because I don't even know what it is.
Okay. It's really, like real promising proposal.
Thrash or trash is just like a recommendation by people who listen to the show of something that we would like. It doesn't even have to be.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I can read the chat for the link if you want it. But
I think Rob.
So they have a few albums. Is there a particular album I should download?
Pyrrhic, probably.
Pyrrhic?
Pyrrhic.
I don't even
know.
P-Y or...
All right, 34 seconds left in the download. My recommendation to him is get on Bandcamp, start streaming, go join the streaming revolution.
Well, he's very
experimental. Yeah, he's kind of a recluse, so anything I suggest to him, it's not going to really work.
Also, this cover art looks like it was made in Corel Draw.
Like, what does that mean?
It's like slightly above the level of MS Paint.
Oh, God.
But very, very slightly.
Wow.
Like there's gradients, but that's it.
Do you think that's ironic?
No, I mean, know for a fact it's not.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
It's
3 seconds.
Well,
I'm excited to hear this because I have not heard this, but I know who this person is.
Is that a good guy or a scumbag?
I'm not going to comment until we hear
that. Yeah.
I like that the web advisor was like, are you sure you want to download it?
Oh, no. I just want to bring to everyone's attention that one of his albums is called Dog Jew.
What?
D-O-G-J-E-W.
Yeah, it's Bruno.
Yeah. Dog Jew.
So that was my nickname in elementary school, sadly.
I can tell you about it.
Yeah. Run around the park. Oh, my poor knees hurt.
1:32 track.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rhyme of the Ancient Dog Jew.
Is he just tuning?
Yeah, that does sound like he's tuning.
Yeah. He's tuning.
My dog Jew has fleas.
I missed the old New York.
I remember when bands used to tune their guitars before hitting record. I
Mr. Oh, New York.
Can we fast forward?
Yeah, I'm at 7 minutes.
What? Oh, no.
You did fast forward. We didn't even notice.
Yes, yeah. I've been fast forward.
You surreptitiously fast forwarded.
Wow.
I think we know why he's not on Spotify now.
This is like the musical equivalent of that little puzzle in the back of Mad Magazine where if you fold it, it's a different image. You just folded it, and it was the same fucking image either way. Amazing.
What if you fold it out just the part where they actually play the song?
Making Bobka go crazy.
And she's not even hearing it.
Can't even hear
she's
it.
Feeling,
so
the
she's
vibration.
Feeling the vibes.
Can you open the waveform
really
and just
right
look
now
to see if it like spikes at any point?
Yeah,
or if
it's a
it's
good idea.
Is this
line
a computer virus in oral form?
You downloaded something from InsecureAccesses.com. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there was actually a warning about the file might be. But no, that's it. Okay, so
yeah,
that was terrible.
I'm gonna go ahead and trash that.
I mean, I
thanks
can tell you a little bit about him, but surprisingly enough, he's Ethan, I think you may have heard him before, but he's actually an incredible guitarist. I don't know what happened.
What
to
happened
him
to him?
Yeah.
Well,
he was done tuning.
I mean, he kind of he went crazy, but
his amp went out.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And
make sure you play Baroness and Ghost for your girlfriend.
And then
we got
it. If it works out.
Yeah.
Maybe Vixen.
All right.
No.
No.
No. Two girls in that band. That's why there were two X's.
Or Ozzy and Vixen. Lita Ford.
Yeah. It's a classic.
I Come Blood. Blood.
I don't think she's just going to like it because there's a woman in it.
No.
Well, I was going to recommend like Epica or, you know, Camelot.
Donnas? How about
the
Donnas?
You're on that power trip,
yeah,
power metal trip.
Kitty?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Kitty's way too heavy.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, would it be a bad? Didn't they just
help?
They're sponsoring one of the songs on the WWE pay per view.
Yeah, it's actually a really good song. It's like, to me, it's the heaviest song that they, the heaviest single that they've put out, and also the most accessible. So I think it's a very, very good mix.
Yeah, usually WWE does not pick a good song.
I don't know. For the NXT shows, they've picked some good ones.
Oh, this is for NXT, though?
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
So this is the new song. It's called Uncomfortable. But that last song should have been called.
It's about that last song.
We'll just listen to the hook.
Also, check out Evanescence.
I heard a disapproving groan.
Yeah, but it was from the woman. What is she?
Oh,
the woman.
I'm joking.
Wanted to know why.
What
don't you
like?
Hey,
just a hug. Let's party.
A different song? Did you fast forward 7 minutes?
Yeah,
what
did you fold in?
Still the same song. I thrash it.
Oh, we're doing, we can't, this is on a label.
Yeah, no, this is not a label. But so you don't like it?
Not really.
Those lyrics were like written by the 15-year-olds.
And not only that, like,
show. What was that?
It sounds like a song that was written in different parts and then kind of like just glued together
that,
in a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm not into it. Old hairstyle.
All right, let's
I'm a harsh
some
critic.
Let's get into some thrashing or trashing. The rules are simple. We play about a minute of a song. We ask for an unsigned band. When we say unsigned, I mean it could be on a small label, but like if you're an actively touring, you know, that's not gonna cut. We want obscure shit.
We want things we can judge.
Usually, like preferably, we would like it to be your band. But if it's your friend's band or something like that, or a cool
and
band
nothing
band.
And like no jokes because we have like a real person from the industry in here.
What? I'm here every week.
You know, I started saying it and then like I forgot your actual title, Ethan. So I like fucked up. Sorry.
I'm the U.S. Executive Director of Kerrang. Kerrang.
Yeah.
That.
You have to say it with the exclamation point.
Yeah, and I say it twice. I say Kerrang. Kerrang.
Got it.
Yeah, so we're very excited to have you a part of
this
segment. Thank
you. I'm excited to be here and be a part of this. And I'm ready to thrash and or trash some songs.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Just loading the posts.
Yeah, we asked on our Facebook page earlier today for some suggestions for this segment.
And also, if you want to call in, you'll jump the line. 213-WIDENUTS-3688.
Do we have a bunch of submissions for tonight?
We do.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
All righty. So we got.
I hope they're better than Dog Jew. Mm. Whatever that was. Insecure Actresses.
It's quite hit or miss.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
So we got this song is. The band is Afraid of the Dark.
Okay.
The song is Always a Horowitz, Never a Hogan, which is a wrestling reference.
I like that.
I like this already.
Barry Horowitz was a jobber who would consistently lose, and Hulk Hogan was the top guy who would never lose. So I guess the implication
he's the top.
He's a loser. The vocals start after about a minute, so we'll go a little long.
Peace.
Sorry.
The building.
Keep us into old New York right now. I'm going to die.
All right. Is this just no effect? Are we sure this isn't just no effect?
Yeah.
Nope, not no effect.
It's just the old
deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no effects with Roger Murray from Dr. Fun on vocals.
All right, I
was waiting for the hooks, but it's not coming.
Wait. Maybe.
I miss the old New York.
Miss the song, The Old New York. Okay.
Let's start with Ethan.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Trash it or trash?
I'm sorry I have to trash this. I'm sorry.
Any like constructive criticism?
Yeah. No, I think, look, the production isn't terrible. And I think that some of the chord changes were actually interesting. I was surprised a couple times. But I thought that the mixture of the vocals with that, you know, style of punk rock didn't quite do it for me.
Fair enough.
How's that criticism?
Yeah,
totally.
Perfect.
Okay.
So that's a trash.
Yeah. Sorry.
Alrighty.
Sid.
This sounds like literally every band that played the Temple back in the day.
Yeah.
Rob, you could back me up and
yes,
know you all.
100%.
Can. Everybody wanted to sound like NoFX. And this, and really, NoFX is record label, Fat Records. Every band sounded like this, like a better version of this, but a lesser version of NoFX. But, and what you said about the vocals, it's like, if you're going to do the pop punk thing, it's sort of not the toughest of tough guy sounds. Don't give me that vocal. Don't give me the tough guy vocal when you're doing pop punk.
Right.
We all know. We all know what's going on here.
It's still pop punk.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, it's weird. Like, this is current. This is modern. Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, if this was like 2000 and you were playing this from like, all right, yeah, that's about what I expect. But like, a lot of developments have happened since then. Like, you could do something new to this sound. And it's just, no. It's
maybe they wanted to pay tribute to NoFX.
They're not doing a great job.
Yeah.
So you?
Yeah, I trash. Sorry.
You know, I really enjoyed that bass solo in the beginning. And I had high hopes. And then the music kicked in. And I was like, okay, this is not so bad. But, yeah, the vocals just kind of sounded very jarring over that style of music, and it I just couldn't take it seriously, so I'd trash.
I thought it had potential. I thought the intro, I thought it had potential from 0 to 20 seconds.
Right.
Between 20 to 30 seconds, I was like, is this ever going to start? And then between 30 and 1 minute, I was like, all right, I hate this
please
song.
End.
Yeah, like I'm over it. And then the vocals kicked in and I was really over it. Yeah. So I trash it. I did not like it.
I agree with everyone who pointed out that there are some good things about this. Number one good thing for me about this is the name. That
yeah,
is a fantastic
yes,
name.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Take that as a positive. Get rid of everything else. I shouldn't say that. The production is good, I will say.
Yep.
Music, derivative as fuck. Sounds like basically everything else. Sid already pointed out all the finer points. And since no one else said this, I just want to say it's not only the tough guy vocals. Like, you can do the tough guy vocals. It's overdone. But it's coming off very affected, too. It's almost like you hear the fakeness.
Yeah.
Of the tough guy. He sounds like he's almost taking a shit. And whatever he said, you hear his mouth sort of forming the words as he's doing it. So that's a real turnoff. It just sounds very dishonest and forced, in addition to being something that's bad to begin with. Trash. Trash. Unanimous trash.
All right.
That's a great start.
I feel like that should almost be a prize. All right, then Ross. Ross Gnarly, long-time
right.
listener.
He usually has some good.
He says guesses. Him and Cancer Scare,
oh.
a relic of the Livecast past, have a band called Angry Norwegian. And
okay.
The website is angrygrind.bandcamp.com. Song is We Are Kings.
I'd love to know the genesis of that name of that band. It's very intriguing. Can we get? You want to guess what type of music this is?
Grind.
Oh,
because the website
oh,
is Angry Grind.
Oh, well.
You weren't supposed to give that away.
I said it before you asked.
I want to do yeah. I didn't hear you. I want to do a mini game within the game to guess what these things are from the name of it.
I see. Right. Okay, so the album is We Are King, and it's a photo of Stephen King on the album cover.
Huh. What's he doing on there?
He's just smiling.
His face.
That's sweet.
So let's pick a song. Here are the titles. From the Basement to the Dairy, Lost in the Deadlights.
Oh, these are all the Stephen King related.
Sometimes Dead is Better.
That's from Pet Sematary.
Dirty Pillows.
That I don't know.
One Horny Motherfucker. What Happens in Room 237 Stays in Room 237.
The first three were all Stephen King references.
If the Tommy's a Knockin'.
Ah, Tommy Knockers.
Mystery Chastain Cannot Be Dead.
Misery.
Oh, Misery, sorry. It's hard to read. When you're illiterate.
It's a very bright green website.
Yeah, the
with
color.
Blue font. It's
hey, you're glowing. I can see
yeah,
you're glowing with
yeah.
green from here.
You'll sleep with the dead teacher or greetings from Gatlin, Nebraska.
They don't submit a track. They just submit the whole album.
Well, they submitted. Oh, actually,
they're
you're
supposed
right.
to submit a song.
He did submit it. Okay.
Thank you, Ethan.
Nah, what is this? Choose your own adventure.
You think that Ethan is looking at the computer?
I'm all just right, reading it off of Rob's face.
What am
I supposed to be hearing? Art.
I thought you actually heard something.
It's Dog Gentile.
let's try another track. Yeah.
Please.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Sounds somewhat like a song.
Wow.
So can I go first?
Yes.
I want to say before I say anything, Cancer Scare in the old days of this show submitted tons of great stuff. Like he would take clips of our show and mash them up into things. And he's very, 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 very creative.
And Ross Gnarly is another one of our listeners who is awesome. I heard the Stephen King thing, and I was thinking, not a big fan of Grind, but maybe there will be some Stephen King theme here. Totally let me down. This is not your proudest moment, two of you.
Wow.
Very unlistenable.
Darren's taking off his belt.
Still love you. I think you're awesome, awesome listeners, but there's just, I don't know. Am I wrong? I didn't hear any redeeming qualities there. I definitely
Rob,
trash.
Use your microphone voice.
Trash it, sorry.
All right. I will go. I liked it. I liked the riffing. The drumming could have been better. It's programmed. Lane.
Oh, was it?
Cancer Scare did the guitars and the samples, and Ross did the drum programming and the artwork.
Yeah, it's not that they played badly or anything.
Yeah.
It's just repetitive.
It's fine.
It's grind. Yeah, that's what grind is. That's what grind is.
A thrash. I'll give it a thrash.
You're just being nice.
I liked it. I liked it. It made
me
sound like
Noah.
This is like a case of like it's so bad that it's good. Like I really like that guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
But it did kind of sound like a lawnmower. I don't know, like it was just like a lawnmower in my ears. I do think it's really adorable that Cancer Scare and Ross Gnarly are working together. So this is a very biased thrash.
Okay. So you're not taking the game seriously. Okay, Sid?
I was ready to thrash it just based on the drum sound in the second song we listened to, but then you tell me it was programmed, so that's cheating, so I'm going to have to trash it. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know Ross Gnarly and Cancer Bat Face. I am not biased. Unfortunately, I just thought it sounded a bit like a black metal version of a high school punk rock band.
Mm.
And I have to thrash it because... Oh, sorry. I'm trash it.
I was going to say. I didn't want to bias you. Maybe you really did want
to. I'm sorry. I have to trash it.
Okay.
I
was going to say maybe you like punk covers of...
Well, I do sometimes, but I was bored by it. I was just a little bored by it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Still value you.
Love the song title. The song title tonight
yes.
are
yeah.
on point in general.
I agree.
And I feel like that's like hard.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like
the hard part. Well, it turns out it's not.
Yeah.
The hard part is actually writing the good music, I guess.
Maybe. It's my favorite game, by the way, I've ever played.
Oh, cool. We have a caller, 847. You're on the live cast.
We need one winner.
Hey, what's up? This is Leroy.
Uh-oh. We have a serious metal journalist here. Stop disappointing him.
What's up, Leroy?
No, if something's trash, I don't have anything to offer, but when you're done, I did have a question.
All right, we'll get back.
We trashed this call.
All right, we got Deuterino has a band called Ninja Gandhi.
This is like the same people, though. Like, aren't we getting any new submissions from people who don't usually?
Sure. We got one from Jack. And the band is Infex.
Infex?
Infex.
That's what I thought. Sounds right. like a termite poison.
Well, it's actually a Jesus poison because the song is Killing for Jesus.
Okay.
Killing
for Jesus.
For Jesus.
Oh,
wait, killing for, like four Jesuses?
No.
Oh, for.
Killing like in the name.
In the name.
Like F-O-R.
In killing in the name of
Jesus. Now you do what he told you.
Yeah.
Killing for Jesus. The Rob the Wrestling.
All right.
Charlie Brown, not play a character dance. Am I hearing this right? This is very Christmas. I think it's supposed to be like showing how metal Jesus is.
Yeah. Because
the lyrics are
baptized in fire, cleansed of my sins, holy warrior on the path, my rapture begins. Bow to the Messiah, accept his divine love,
let his light shine upon you, or taste death from above.
Okay.
Well, I can't get my head around this one.
A bullet in the chamber, a halo on my head, killing in the name of Christ, convert or wind up dead.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah, it is pretty metal. All
right, who goes first?
Something too safe.
Yeah.
Killing lots of Muslims!
Oh, Jesus Christ or Allah. It's all the fucking same. Another saber rewarding for killing in his name.
I think it's pretty ironic.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of this band?
Infects. I liked it better when it was like,
oh, I guess it's like infects. Like infecting the people.
We got that. What?
No, I thought it was just a
typo.
What else would it be?
No, I thought it was like a FedEx spinoff. No, no.
Did you really think so?
Yeah, you probably did.
Of course I didn't. Anyway, I'll go first. I'll thrash it. I like the sound. The lyrics aren't bad. And I don't think they're pro-Jesus based on the album cover. It looks pretty brutal.
Well, also, what you just, as you kept reading them,
yeah.
I heard that it's clear that they're not. Irony was lost in the first. I'm taking up your spotlight. Go ahead. I'll say my next one.
And there's a ripping solo where... Oh, a little Ride the Lightning era Metallica.
Yeah.
Thrashy. Yeah, I'm really real. This isn't a 51% thrash. This is a 100% thrash.
I wrote this in 1983. Give it back.
If you're going to rip off a band, why not 87 Metallica or like 85 Metallica?
Royalties.
Oh, we should talk about that in a second, too. But
how many hits does this have on Bandcamp?
So I thrash it. Noah?
I feel like this is exactly what we were looking for, or like what all the other bands kind of wanted to present in their music. This is just like very well done, and it's fun. And I'm so glad that it's not a pro-Jesus band, because at first I was like, damn it, I don't want to like this. If they're preaching for like religious stuff, but they're against it, which is also up my alley. So this is like 110% thrash.
I'm going to be the turd in the punch bowl here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if like somehow we karmically tainted the song pool by playing Agnostic Front before everything, but this just sounds to me like the first band on an 8-band Sunday matinee of CDs in like 1986. Like, Cause for Alarm is, like, loading in their gear, and this band is playing to, like, 4 people that they've done to it. You're giving me nothing new, man. It's been 30 years. Give me something new. I don't know. I got to trash it. I'm sorry.
I won't disagree that it's not necessarily new, but it's
so fun.
You know, I'm torn on this. I do appreciate Sonic, Killing for Jesus motif that we've got going on here, which is cool. I do think the kick drum is so loud, it sounds like the drummer was in charge of the mixing and mastering.
That happens a lot
production.
on this game show.
That's funny. Like anytime you point it out, if we have the person in the band calling, they're like, oh, yeah, he mixed.
Yeah, 100%.
Whoever's like too high in the mix.
Song is like all kick drum.
I will add one thing. It's also usually the guy who submitted it.
Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know. So I'm actually not 100%, but I am a thrash, a positive.
Okay. Well, I want to give you my mental progression as I was listening. First of all, I want to say that I unironically love the music. Like, I feel like this is and I want to add that everything that Sid said is 100% accurate. Completely agree. That does not make me
for you, not
that, exactly. That does not make me dislike it. I unironically really like this. Here's where I ran into a snag, okay, is that when we were going through the lyrics, when I first heard it, and it was like, they're a pro-Christian band. I'm like the least Christian person. I'm very atheist, sort of militant about it. And just the fact that they were doing this so enthusiastically, pouring themselves into this act of, like, Christian slaughtering people in the name of Jesus was fucking great. Like, I love that.
So metal.
And then when you read on and you said, it's just a thing where, like, Christian slaughtering people is not good. And they're just like Muslims. And then it just became every other band's lyrics about this. So it became very corny and like on the nose, and that detracted a lot from it.
Right.
Wow.
So I was looking for like
what a journey,
a twist of fate.
I was looking for like how can I put this into words? Like I was looking to find common ground with someone I really disagree with, and then it turned out like you're just blasting my views back at me in a very boring way.
Wow.
Right.
So I trashed the lyrics. Mm. It wasn't enough for me to dislike the song, because the song I was really into the song. You can really adjust those lyrics and make them better, but I thrashed it.
Okay.
All any right. more in there?
Yeah, we got plenty. We got plenty.
Let's hear it.
All right, we got Dan, the
Dan
Ozzy?
Man.
Oh no, Dan. Aether Realm, A-E-T-H-E-R.
Hold on. Dan is the submitter.
Dan is the submitter. The band is Aether Realm.
Aether Realm.
Aether. Can I see it?
A-E-T-H-E-R.
That would be Aether.
Isn't Aether just E-T-H-E-R? Well, it's probably they're being pretentious about it, but A-E is sometimes used in like British words.
Oh, yeah.
For that same sound.
Right. Like the Tool song Enema.
Yeah,
I feel like we're in for some intense proggy tech metal right now.
The album, the song is "The Chariot." So
further
proof.
Trash it. No, I'll be fair. Let's hear it. The Chariot. Are we playing The Chariot?
Yeah.
The Chariot. Are there any other tracks we can sort through here?
Just looks
just
like
to
it's
see.
A single.
I like The Chariot, but
my
God,
we got some synth work.
Oh my God! Look at the rip. Oh, what?
Oh, it's hooking the boat up.
I feel like I'm back in Europe.
Sweet, a little sister high in hell, feeling on halo.
Yeah, that is the White Zombie.
1960. Yeah.
So different.
Same
vocal, yeah, look at Rob Zombie on the phone. They ripped his song off.
That's his soul.
Like, you know how there's like the brown note? The squeal is like Noah's G note. Also get like a total like Scandinavian. All right.
Do we know where they're from?
Let's all guess. Where do they think they're from?
I think they're from Germany.
Okay. Noah?
From like Scandinavian town.
That seems too obvious, and if it was that, you wouldn't be making a guess. So I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Darren, now, did you say that they're international or not?
I didn't say anything.
What did you actually ask?
I asked, can you guess where they're from?
Where they're from.
That means they're going to be American now.
I'm going to say Australia.
Okay, they're from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
I win because I came closest, right?
Yeah, you got the right price is right.
That's like when you choose a dollar on the price is right.
Yeah. It's true.
Wow, I think I like them even more now that they're from Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, now, why should that affect the music, though?
Because that means I could actually like see them, possibly.
But that makes you like them more, that you can see them?
Whatever, all those Norwegian bands play 70,000 tons of metal. You see them there.
Yeah, well, I can't go every year.
I don't know if any of you guys have been to Asheville before, but I cannot imagine who is supporting that band in
their
Asheville.
Parents.
Yeah.
It's their parents.
They have a really good job.
That is not an Asheville sound.
So, Noah, what do you think?
I thrash it. Okay. Like, I this is like everything that I like in music. So,
are we going clockwise or counter?
Yeah,
you go.
And we're sure this band isn't like signed to like a legit label or anything like that. We're sure this is like homemade.
Yeah, it looks like it's a self-release.
Well, this isn't my type of music at all. But the production value is so fucking slick
that I sort of have to thrash it just on principle because it's such a fine product of something that leaves me pretty cold. But I don't have any specifics to criticize. It's really well done for what it is, especially considering they don't come from like where this is like
where the
an
sun
industry.
Is up for 24
yeah.
hours or
so
dark for 24 hours.
It takes work to craft this in fucking North Carolina. So I'll give them props for that.
Yeah. I echo the fact that the production is, this is the best production we've heard all night by far. I mean, listen to the shit that's going on right now.
Yeah.
This is still happening.
Yeah. And really, like, the best drums we've heard all night.
There's a lot of good
like,
technical.
There's been, like, good guitar production, but, like, the drums were, like, they really came in strong.
I don't think the drummer mixed that one. I think it was healthily
an
mixed.
An actual producer.
Yeah, an actual producer. I don't know if I would listen to this. I would listen to maybe, like, the best version of this type of music, like, three bands.
They have, like, an acoustic.
Oh, they spent
solo.
A lot of money on that.
This is like they've been reading my diary and then like creating a song about it. This is like everything.
Yeah, I mean, I again would not. I don't know if I subscribe to Noah's playlist, but I will thrash it. Give me that. Oh yeah, that sweet coin sound.
Dear diary, I wish someone would do 4 minutes of noodling, followed by acoustic guitar.
Right.
Love, Noah.
Absolutely.
Did you give your...
So, Darren, it's your turn. I really don't feel like I have anything to add. I do agree that this is very, very slickly prepped. It's undeniable how well it's produced. And it's also...
Yeah, what is this? This is like a half-tone down. This is like crazy. The piano.
Yeah, every aspect of this is original. I wouldn't say... Maybe not original, but it's doing something different with the genre, that like the slot that it's in, and every aspect of this is well done. So I have to thrash it.
I think we have a winner.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I drag your mind, but I thrash it. Yeah. I've already said like Dan Fuck. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What did you win?
Yeah, what do we have? What do we get him, Noah? In our prize bag.
She doesn't want to send it, so you figure it out.
Can we send him a shirt?
Sure.
We have a budget.
All right. So that was.
Is this the same song, by the way? I'm sorry.
It's still the same song. Aether Realm. A E T H E R, and then Realm is spelled R E A L M. So aether-realm.bandcamp.com.
Lovely in the chat says that this band supports Ailstorm often. Is that true?
Huh.
Oh, cool.
Not Hailstorm.
Oh, Ailstorm. Right.
Another great band.
Is that a violation of our rules?
No.
No, they're not signed.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Tim Gabriel. We'll end it on this one.
Okay.
And then
son of Peter. Probably.
He just gave this EP by Delta Voyage.
That sounds like a band my mom would listen to.
Or like a drag queen.
What are you trying to say, Sid?
What?
Did you get that hot new Delta Voyage album?
It's like Yacht Rock,
maybe. It is delightful. I heard it in Starbucks.
Is my sound up?
It's a Netflix documentary about Delta Burke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
oh boy.
Oh, no.
Starbucks line a little on the nose, apparently.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shit.
Why do I feel like it's raining in here?
Relaxation tape.
What the fuck is this?
Oh.
Ah!
Night.
It's Attila.
Got me. I do kind of like how they.
Such a wonderful time.
I like how they keep the like Starbucks drift.
I mean, I feel like you should thrash it just for like the experience you're having.
For the
like,
shop back.
It's orgasmic. It sounds like they accidentally recorded over another song.
For a song? Yeah.
You nailed it.
What is this?
I guess that was just the intro. This is the first track. Like some of my old wrestling tapes that I taped off of TV and there's like Saved by the Bell in the beginning
right.
of it.
Yeah.
So bad.
Let's have Ethan go first.
All right, Ethan, you go first.
Oh, God, I'm so torn on this because on one hand, I mean, that's one
the
of
most enjoyment you've got.
That's the most enjoyment I've had all day, but it's awful. So, damn, can I give both a thrash and a trash?
You got to make a tough choice. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, technically you are grading two songs recorded over the other.
That's
so.
True.
Which one do you thrash?
Trash? Really, the music critic in me has to give it a trash. But I really do. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that song. It was great. It was enjoyable. For maybe the reasons that they did not intend, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's enjoyably bad. I would agree with that. I like. And I also I have to tip my cap. To them for faking me out with that.
Yeah.
That has to be a troll,
that
right?
Again,
it's not like there's no artistic value to doing
that. Guy, that guitar player definitely took himself way too seriously doing that. That was not a joke.
Yeah.
You don't think that was supposed to be funny?
No, I think he was like.
No way.
I just almost hear
them going like, "Ha ha!" You know, as soon as the real song kicks in.
No way.
Oh, it's
just
boy.
He's like,
no, these drums. This is what killed me. The programmed drums. That are
he
not
like,
even
got like a fractal like audio thing that he spent like $700. He like took this so seriously and we're shitting on it.
Yeah. I know. I feel
good.
Bad now. It did give me pleasure though.
Please, whoever did this, the National Suicide Hotline. This is way better than the next part
of
the song.
Whenever we thrash something, I just think like, you know what? At least we're putting it out there. There's gonna be someone who likes it, even if we don't. So someone will like this.
This is almost an evolution of the Chelsea Grin thing from the first Thrasher.
These guys will show us. They'll make it big, Chelsea Grin did.
Does that mean this is the last Thrasher to trash it?
Oh, no.
Right.
Well, curse.
It wasn't. That was enough to get a thrash out of me. Just fake out, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Even though the rest of the song sucked.
Rob.
As entertaining as it was, no. So I'm gonna trash it.
Yeah, it's trash. Not for me. Sorry.
I mean, mainly because I know it's not winning anyway, because there's already been all these trashes. I'm gonna thrash it because it's a safe space. For the comedy, and I mean, I don't know. I've heard plenty of other things that are more successful that I hated more than this.
Fair
but
enough.
Mostly for the comedy.
That's whataboutism.
Fair.
Oh, all right. Speaking of whataboutism, do you want to go
there
to Leroy?
All right. Yeah. Let's take Leroy's call and wrap it up. Leroy, quickly. What do you want?
I don't have a band. I just have a personal question.
Question?
That's where we're getting to before we're wrapping up the show.
Oh man, the show's almost over, man. Okay. I have something to confess. I generate a lot of body hair, and I've never shaved my balls or my wiener. And I wanted to ask you guys, how do you remove hair from that area?
Good question. Does your wife perform oral pleasures?
Okay, so here's the thing.
No.
So I don't, by not shaving, I just trim it down with scissors. So I take these little mini scissors, and I just trim everywhere until it's as short as I can go. I just have this fear of using any other tool.
Bro, you're living in the danger zone with that.
I think a scissor is more dangerous than using a trimmer, but I do use a scissor. Here's what
I
like.
You got to cut it short and then use the trimmer, right?
I use a trimmer. No. You don't have to.
You just go right in there, like into the bush?
Well, ideally you don't wait until it gets that
what
bushy.
If
but
you do?
Yeah. You use a trimmer, and I've got like one of those plastic guards on it, so there's no fear.
Do you use shaving cream or you just go like
no,
right
no, you can't. Look, this is very simple. There's a two-sided. It sounds like I'm gonna say dildo, but I'm not. A two-sided like razor thing that you buy. The one side has a comb that you use for like the longer parts. This is disgusting. I hope my mom doesn't listen to the Metal Injection podcast.
If she made it in 2 hours.
That's true. The second part is that guarded thing where you cannot get cut.
And that is the part for the bulb.
Yeah.
And so you need to have that two. It has the two things. I think it's Norelco makes it. I don't know why I know it. I bought it for a friend.
But really, you could use any beer trimmer. It works just fine. Use a beer trimmer with that, the plastic. Your balls, or even your bush.
I just put the scissors in last place. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, scissors is not good. I've used scissors, so like what you're saying.
So,
but
you have to like shave your actual balls, like hair grows on the actual balls.
Oh yeah.
Inside
the sack, you have to cut the sack open with a razor blade, and then
shave on
my balls are looking like David Cross right now. Yeah. I actually need a thing.
Hair grows inside my urethra, just in the hole.
I don't think I've ever seen hair on balls.
What? Never seen a hairy ball.
You're not looking. All right, no, let's go in the other room.
Fucking
mannequins? What are you? How do you not see hair on both?
Well,
the people that you've dated, have they had like bushy like crotches?
Yes, I don't know.
Or are they rather hairless?
I mean, like the bottom of the balls were always smooth. Like maybe like a little bit on the top, but not like.
Well, it's not like a beard. There's like hairs coming out of it, right, gentlemen?
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to date more Jews, Italians, and Middle Easterns. That's, then you'll
say that.
Okay, maybe not. But yeah, they do grow on the balls. Right, Leroy?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was afraid to put something there on my phone.
Sorry, what?
Chelsea Grin?
Yeah, that's the Chelsea Grin.
I love that triangle.
Yeah.
Was that it, Leroy, or was there something else?
Did we help you?
Yeah, I look for this. Is this going to be a Just for Men thing that you guys are going to hook me up with, or do I got to go pay full price and start?
There's no promo code. You're going to have to get
Just
for
Men is like a hair coloring agent. Like,
yeah.
If you want to bleach your ball hairs, then perhaps.
Like any Norelco trimmer.
It's called a body groomer.
There you go.
Yeah, what is this plastic cover? I'm just terrified to put something like that by my balls. Really,
no, the plastic cover, it guards it makes it impossible for the blade to actually come in contact with your skin.
That's correct.
It only comes in contact with the hair popping out of the skin. So there's still a little bit of the hair left.
Yeah.
But
it's the Philips Norelco Body Groom Series 7100. Okay, and I'll bring mine over to you tomorrow. You can borrow it. Just clean it after you're done. But it has both sides. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It has the comb, and then it has
a demonstration for him? Just
sure, I'll do it right now. Hold on one second.
Oh, wow. I see how it works.
Here we go. Just
you have to, like, stretch the skin out so that it's straight.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Rob just does that for fun.
Yeah, I don't do that when I trim it. All right, Leroy, we're going to let you go.
Great question.
Great question.
For all the times he calls in with all this bravado and ball busting, no pun intended, once in a while he gets super vulnerable with us, and I appreciate it. Like he shared that song he wrote that time, and now talking about his fear of trimming his pubic hair. When he wrote that Chelsea Grin song.
All right.
Balls.
Ethan, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. This is great.
You are a welcome addition to the show.
Thank you.
Anytime, any Tuesday, just come on over. Schlep on down.
How can people find you when you're not on this podcast? What's the best way?
All of my social handles are my name, Ethan Fixell. That's EthanFixell.
Boom, boom,
ba-boom.
Boom. And Kerrang! Magazine.
Yeah, please check out Kerrang.com.
A lovely website. Wonderful, folks.
Great Neck and B'nai B'rith, we want to mention.
And if you're in New York City, go to these shows. I guess, are they sold out, or are they still
good? We have a couple tickets left for Paul Bearer on July 30th.
Yeah, come on.
But
what are you doing?
Just a couple.
What are you doing? Get some marijuana. Go see Paul Bearer.
That's right.
What's up? All right, we'll be back next Tuesday. Brand new episode. Hope you could be here, 7 p.m. We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify. We are on TuneIn. We are all over Google Podcasting. Everywhere fine podcasts are downloaded, you can grab us. Please leave us a rating and review. It really helps our positioning on these fine services. And if you'd like to support the show, pick up some merch. All the money goes back into making this show slightly better. Go to metalinjection.net/livecast. Hit the merch button. You can get a ton of cool stuff. And we're out of here.
Bye.
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 There we go.